Welcome to Marketing for the Sales Guy, a podcast that aims to share marketing ideas that salespeople can use, but also hopefully will be relevant to B2B marketers that want to see sales results from their marketing efforts. Okay, so today's episode is all about event marketing, something that I have spoken to many of my clients about. The feedback I get these days is that maybe some of my clients are doing a little bit less events or being a little bit more focused on events where their prospects are more likely to be at. So maybe not so many general events, but being a bit more specific. But having said that, some recent survey information I saw suggested that 83% of B2B marketers still invest in events. So that's a significant number. And of those, I think 20-25% of their budget is spent on events. So it's still a significant part of an overall marketing plan. So there was an interesting podcast I listened to this week, again from Sweetfish Media. They were interviewing an executive from Certain.com. who are an automated event company. They use technology and data to improve results from events and guarantee personalized experiences. But they offered some tips. Something they do first off is that they help their clients through a whole kind of host of ways. So not just technology and data, which is where their experience is, they actually look at what clients do with events, and they narrow it down to people, process, technology and data, and they kind of look at ways to help their clients improve in each of those areas. And they actually have something which they call the Event Automation Maturity Model, which grades their prospects 1 to 5 in each of those areas. And what they aim to do is kind of assess where you're at in terms of how effective you are in using events to achieve your marketing objectives, and they give you a ranking in each of those areas, and then they give you some advice about how maybe you can move up into the next category and improve your performance at events, which I thought was kind of interesting. The second bit of advice they give is on a problem which is often thought about, which is sales and marketing misalignment. People want different things from these events, and if you don't agree on the outset, not everybody's going to be happy at the end. So they suggested something kind of interesting and a bit of a fun, really. It was kind of have it like a war room, so you get everybody involved in the event, pre, during and post, into a kind of war room setting and agree what everybody wants from this event, and then set about kind of measuring that and really homing in on what everybody needs to achieve and helping each other to do that. So I thought that was a kind of fun way to approach event and makes everybody focused on that event and what the results are. They also suggested, rather than focus on setting up meetings after the event, is that some investment of time should be put into arranging meetings with prospects at events. Now, I know this sounds kind of obvious, but I'm sure not everybody has the resources or the time to do this. They have some stats suggesting that they improve the performance from meetings by something like 300% by arranging meetings at the actual event rather than waiting to post events to follow up with clients. And again, they were talking about bringing value to clients, but not again post event, but during the event. So again, they're a data driven company, so that plays to their strength. But they talked about having a way of tracking what your prospects are doing at an event and which events they're at, and being able to send them information while they're at the event, because maybe after the event they won't have time to look at any information. And of course, being an automation kind of data driven company, they talked about the benefits of people signing up and then in real time having a salesperson or a contact arranged to meet them when they arrive at the event, or maybe automatically if they're a senior executive inviting them to a VIP drink session. So yeah, that was all kind of interesting kind of advice, I thought, and some interesting things people can think about. Just from my own thoughts on this subject, I often think that the one missing element from events is, and for sure I think some of their advice about making more of time at the events makes a lot of sense, but also I think some degree of time should be given to follow up. And there was another stat that came out which suggested that in B2B, 62-75% of leads are not followed up. No, I think a lot of these leads are not followed up simply because of event fatigue, both by the organisers and the attendees themselves. So I think that's a reason for possibly a lack of the follow-up. I also think that it probably shouldn't be thought of as just a pure lead gen exercise. I think people that turn up to your events should already be fairly mature in your pipeline. It's really a mid-funnel tactic, really, and that affects how you kind of follow people up, rather than assuming that they're new cold leads and then all they need is a follow-up with a brochure. You know, they already know something about your products and services. They've been to your event, so there's a certain maturity there on the prospect curve. So maybe they need a little bit more of a nuanced follow-up, more specific or personalized follow-up. And I certainly think a personalized follow-up in terms of anecdotes, interactions, content related to sessions they attended the event makes a lot of sense. As I said, I think once they've been to your event, they're very close to kind of being a customer once they've been to one of your events. So I think you should have also a post-event content plan. So, and this should be done before the event so that you have everything ready to go. Once the event's finished, you have, you know, a number of related articles that can be piped out to prospects, rather than kind of hoping to generate a lot of content after the event when everybody's very busy. Another suggestion which I've seen, which I think is potentially quite valuable, is to have a post-event landing page. And I think something that plays to a good way to follow up with people after the event is they'll be swamped with information. If you have a post-event landing page, which is a kind of brief overview of some of the main takeaways from that event, and market that to your attendees, I think that could be of value. Also, obviously, you have kind of more detailed links should they want some more specific information. But I think just a way to follow up with a kind of nice summary of the event, rather than, again, just swamping them with too much information. And again, I think post-event, I think in generating post-event chatter on social is something that should be engaged in, and maybe something a little bit more interesting than the usual, you know, everyone, these are the people that attended the event, these are the photos of the video from the event, something a little bit more innovative. So some of the interesting conversations, some of the funny things that happened, maybe, I think those would be an interesting way to follow up on the event. And although I've talked about personalizing follow-up from the event, maybe there's also a place for an automated email chain, so that for those prospects that maybe you won't have time to spend on, maybe the colder prospects, maybe you should maybe have at least some way of maintaining contact with them after the event. And again, the content for this needs to be set up in advance. I've also seen some advice, which are kind of more traditional advice in terms of giving up gifts to people that attended events, coffee coupons, or even handwritten notes. Yeah, I'm not always sure about the effectiveness of that, and I guess it depends really on your audience and the seniority. But there's some interesting digital plays on that. I think there's a website called thinks.com, thnks.com, which enables you to send coffee coupons and other kind of gifts digitally to customers. I think the other thing you could do is formalize introduction to others at the events. I know something like 50% of attendees want more interaction with speakers at events, more connections, and you can't always do that at events. If there was some mechanism whereby you could connect attendees to some of the speakers, I know that's not always easy to do, but maybe it's other events the speaker is going to be at, or some kind of LinkedIn group post the event that maybe some of your speakers are willing to engage in and post thoughtful comments on. That might be a way for people that attended the event to kind of connect with some of the speakers. But also some mechanism maybe whereby you can connect attendees to the event. At the end of the day, that's why a lot of people go to events, obviously, is to network, and you can't always meet everyone at events. So if there is some kind of structure you can put in place so that you can connect people after the event, I think that would be something worthwhile doing. Now, all of these ideas need, to some degree, some huge amounts of data, but maybe that should be another focus of your events, is finding ways to digitize or to actually get more data on people that attend the events so that, again, you can send personalized information to them at the event, but also help your post-event follow-up. So I think those are the two kind of key takeaways I got from the podcast and thinking about it. There's probably much more people can do at the events, so you shouldn't rely on post-event follow-up. There's things you can do while people at the event to engage with them. But having said that, post-event follow-up is very important, and I think people either neglect that because they're just fatigued or they're on to the next event, or maybe they fall into the trap of just sending too much information and not giving too much thought to how best to follow up. So again, that's something I think can be planned prior to the event. So those are kind of my key takeaways on events, and I hope that's been of help. So thanks for listening in. If you want to listen to other podcasts or read blogs on similar topics, do visit us at marketingforthesalesguy.com. Until next week, bye-bye.